You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Well, what a pleasure to welcome back to the show the First Lady of Kwaito herself, Tamara Day, someone who has long been regarded as an icon of township pop. In fact, has been ever since she burst onto the local music scene all the way back in the year 2000. Music that is credited with crossing barriers of age and language and culture in a way quite unlike any other musician before her. And how wonderful to know that she's back with new music in 2022, including a very infectious new single called Disco Therapy, which we're going to play for you today. It's already getting airplay on our sister station KFM and earning itself lots of fans. But let me not get ahead of myself. Let's first say a warm welcome back to Tamara Day. It's always great to have you with us, Tamara. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Always lovely to have you with us. And how has life been for you since we last spoke a couple of years ago?
It's been a grand adventure. And it has been many ups and downs. But things are certainly on the rise right now. And it's quite an exciting time, sort of getting our lives back on track and looking forward to a brighter tomorrow, really. Yeah. I mean, it's been a couple of tough years for everybody, but it is wonderful. There's really an energy of a lot of hope and excitement out there, and especially in the music industry, and it's wonderful to see that and see people out there just feeling free and allowing themselves to just, enjoy themselves and release themselves out there. It's lovely to see.
I mean, it's lovely to hear you recognizing that in the audiences as well as the performers. Tamara, obviously for anybody working in any kind of showbiz-related industry, the years of lockdown and the pandemic have been devastatingly difficult. Everybody has had to be nimble, be creative, find different ways of keeping themselves afloat, find different ways of connecting with audiences. But, I mean, what was it like for you particularly? I mean, you're so energetic. You thrive so much on the energy with the crowd in live performance. What was it like to just have that switched off overnight?
Pretty devastating, really, and confusing. I think it was just a very confusing time. We were not sure how to navigate each day. I tried to keep myself busy. I tried to focus on getting myself set up to be able to do some music production from my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I just need to keep creating, and keep kind of focused on my family, which is what I did. But it was confusing and frustrating, not knowing what was going to happen from one day to the next, and living like that put a lot of stress on myself and my family, and everyone went through that stress. And we're still seeing the sort of it did damage that time. I think a lot of people, the stress that people were under, you're starting to see that come out now, and a lot of people who are ill, and
That's my alarm reminding me.
Your alarm reminding you to talk to Cape Talk at 10 to 3. We're in conversation with Tamara Day. We seem to have just lost the line there. I hope the alarm system hasn't cut off the phone line. But just to recap that she's got some new music out, and we're going to share the latest single with you to play out the show today. It's a track called Disco Therapy, and I'm hoping we can just talk to Tamara a little bit longer to find out more about the particular track before we play it for you. It does seem, though, that the phone line appears to be letting us down. We're trying again. Second time lucky, Tamara. We got you back. Great. I was about to ask you to tell us a little bit more about the new track, Disco Therapy, because I believe it is very much inspired by the kind of new energy that you've been talking about.
Absolutely. I think, what we've gone through the last few years really sort of made me sort of tap into was just really the healing aspect of music, the power of music to heal and transform. And it has been something we always turn to in tough times. I mean, music has always been there through all my ups and downs, the soundtrack to the best and worst moments in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's like that for all of us. And I feel like now is sort of a time to sort of really, tap into that energy and remember, the healing power of music. So that's really at the core of Disco Therapy. It's that music is the therapy, and just being able to sort of free yourself and release yourself and use music as a tool to kind of do so is an important part of our lives. So that's really what is at the heart of of what disco therapy is all about.
So the final question then is whether you're going to be dishing out any disco therapy in person. Have you got any plans to tour or play the track?
Absolutely. Yep. I absolutely do. I'm busy putting a tour together at the moment. It's the Disco Therapy Summer Tour. And I'm going to be taking that around the country and to clubs and venues and festivals. I'm going to be in a lot of the LGBTQIA plus venues all over the country. I'm hoping to kick the tour off in November at Babylon in Johannesburg. And from there, we'll be going to be going all over. And I'm going to be, I don't know if you've seen, I've been moving around with my human disco ball. and we've been having loads of fun out there. So look out for us. We are spreading all the love and light that music has to offer. And it's great to be out there again and just be kind of connecting with people again and be doing so through, you know, my passion through music. But yes, there's another single coming soon as well. I won't tell you which one it is, but it's a cover of a Brenda Fassie track wanting to do for many years. It is like an Afro disco cover, very much in the theme of my new sound. And then we'll follow that up with an EP. So there's lots of new music coming. I'm going to be testing some of those songs out on the tour. So hoping to see everybody out there over December having a wonderful, fruitful end of the year. And I just wish everyone else out there a lot of health and happiness and and abundance.
Well, the same to you, Tamara.
Spreading all of that, yeah.
We wish the same to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today and look forward to seeing you on the road this summer, Tamara Day. That's great news indeed that there is a summer tour on the cards.